This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight,
two people accidentally shot on a movie set. We need help immediately.
Alec Baldwin, after firing a prop gun that killed a crew member.
The difference between a blank round and a live round is very noticeable.
How the unthinkable tragedy happened and what the victim's family and famous friends are saying now.
To have your mother taken from you, that's heartbreaking.
Then Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek.
We were born ready.
We were born ready.
The eternal friendship they formed on set.
She's very patient. With the kids.
Only with the kids.
Plus, a TV icon remembered.
Just watch me work.
Our time with bosom buddies and Newhart actor Peter Scolari.
I was privileged in my years. You've already won.
E.T. starts now.
Yeah, you know the song, you know the show, and you know the childhood TV crush of so many, Miss Danica McKellar. Thank you for being here and helping us out today.
Thank you for having me.
I love this girl so much. We're going to get into your new Hallmark movie, You, Me, and the Christmas Trees. But first, let's go to Kevin right now with this tragedy on set of Alec Baldwin's new movie, Rust. Kev, this is heartbreaking.
Nichelle, it really is. And we have new details about this accident that took the life of cinematographer Helena Hutchins and injured the movie's director. Now, Alec fired the fatal shot, but this isn't the first time a prop gun has misfired on a movie set.
Had two people accidentally shot on a movie set by a prop gun. We need help immediately. We were rehearsing and it went off and I ran out. We all ran out.
Alec, who broke down in tears outside the sheriff's department in New Mexico, shared his shock and sadness this morning, adding he's, quote, fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred. So what went wrong? E.T. has obtained an email sent by the union, which covers prop masters, describing the shooting as an accidental weapons discharge in which a live single round was accidentally fired on set by the principal actor, hitting both the director of photography, Helena Hutchins, who died at a nearby hospital, and director Joel Souza.
I'm very concerned personally about how something like this was able to occur.
Firearms expert Stephen Gutowski says it's possible someone mixed up blank rounds with live rounds.
Physically, the difference between a blank round and a live round is very noticeable. Clearly, there must have been a serious breach in safety protocols for this to have happened.
Just hours before the shooting, Alec posted this picture of himself on the set of Rust in costume and with a fake wound on his stomach. He described being back on location as exhausting. The 63-year-old actor has had a lot of experience handling firearms in movies. We counted at least 11 films, including Mission Impossible Fallout and The Hunt for Red October.
I have to be careful what I shoot at.
As the investigation continues in New Mexico, we're learning more about the victims. The 48-year-old director was released from the hospital this morning. And the film's director of photography, 42-year-old Helena Hutchins?
It's a passion for sure.
On Tuesday, she posted this video, riding horses on set. The Ukrainian-born cinematographer is married and has an 8-year-old son. Her husband told the Daily Mail Baldwin has been in touch and is being very supportive. Actor Joe Manganiello, who worked with Helena on the movie Arch Enemy, said, I can't believe that this could happen in this day and age. This morning, Nichelle spoke to Wayne Brady, who praised Helena's professionalism. They worked together on the 2020 movie Blind Fire.
She carried herself with a grace, but a strength. The director listened to her. You know, the stars listened to her because she knew what she was talking about.
One of the things that breaks my heart reading this is seeing she's a wife and she's a mama.
Yeah, that's heartbreaking. To have your mother taken from you in an instant.
Unfortunately, this isn't Hollywood's first fatal on-set gun accident.
Well, it is a violent film. It's a very violent film.
I got shot.
Each one of these
is a life.
Overnight, the sister of the Crow star, the late Brandon Lee, Shannon Lee, tweeted her condolences, adding, "No one should ever be killed by a gun on a film set, period."
Don't worry about it, man. I had my head there.
Back in 1993, E.T. was on set with Brandon, son of the late legend Bruce Lee, only weeks before his co-star fired a handgun that was believed to be loaded only with blanks, but the tip of a dummy bullet was lodged inside, hitting Brandon in the abdomen and killing him.
That night, the barrel, I don't believe, was checked from what I saw.
Whatever happens, happens.
Less than 10 years earlier, another handgun accident, killing actor John Eric Hexum on the set of Cover Up. Hexum accidentally shot himself in the head with a .44 Magnum being used as a prop gun.
I play an ex-Green Beret. It was all about weapons and martial arts and everything.
One report from the set of Rust says that in the immediate aftermath of the accident, Alec kept asking why he was handed a hot gun. As we mentioned, the vintage prop gun did have a live single round in it. According to the LA Times, a crew member reported a half a dozen camera department workers had walked off the set that morning to protest working conditions. Quote, corners were being cut and they brought in non-union people so they could continue shooting. Adding that on Saturday, there were two misfires on the prop gun and one the previous week. Professional movie armor and weapons handler Mike Tristano spoke to E.T. via phone. He worked with Alec on 1999's Thick as Thieves, where Baldwin regularly handled guns.
He was very professional, very safe, very conscientious, never had a problem with him. He was always very safe.
Despite this photo showing a safety meeting happening on the Rust set, Mike says proper procedures were likely not followed.
The gun should never have been loaded and given to an actor during rehearsal.
Now, I've been on a lot of sets where there are firearms. Even when those guns are rubber, they do not allow you to point them at anyone. They are very careful and meticulous. Michelle?
Yeah, just seems like it's a tragedy for everybody all the way around, for everyone involved. All right, let's switch gears now. Let's talk about the newest epic out of the Marvel Universe, Eternals. Danica, I'm an MCU nerd. How about you?
What does MCU stand for?
This one. You gotta love this one. It's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And the cast of Eternals really bonded on set. And for Angelina Jolie and Salma Hayek,
they also forged a real-life sisterhood.
They did.
These people have changed me.
You said Angelina was your soul sister. So what makes her your soul sister?
What impressed me the most first was her as a mother. She's very patient and... with the kids.
Only with the kids.
When you love something, you protect it.
Selma in this film is the leader and a healer. And we hadn't spent time together. And she came on, and I don't socialize very much, and I can kind of be a bit heavy, not unlike my character. I could tell as soon as she walked in the room, she just carries this warmth.
What did the kids think of the movie?
Honestly, they all liked it.
Yes.
Yeah, they really liked it.
Valentina thinks it's the best superhero movie she's ever seen.
Oh, I love it.
And she's tough.
She's tough.
She tells me, oh, what were you
thinking? She'll tell you when she didn't like something.
Oh, she goes, what were you thinking?
Eternals hits theaters November 5th. Due to potential COVID exposure earlier this week, the cast is currently in isolation.
How is everybody feeling, Kit?
I am feeling great, thanks. All good.
Everyone's tested negative so far, so fingers crossed.
One thing this cast all agrees on, being game for sequels.
Once you're in the MCU, you don't get out. So are we ready to do more?
We were born ready.
We were born ready, both of us.
You hear that, Disney? They're ready for more. Let's get to it. I'm ready. All right. Now let's get to a show that I do not want to end. Insecure.
The fifth and final season starts Sunday on HBO.
You just had to say final season, didn't you?
All right.
ET Online's Jenny Directo caught up with creator, star, and newlywed Issa Rae at her big premiere.
How has newlywed life been treating you?
I mean, you know, I'm very happy.
It's your season, and Rihanna has respected that.
Beyonce and Rihanna, please don't release anything during this time. Can you please just let me have this? Rihanna do respect that. Shout out to her. I love her. That's why she's the best.
I'm pregnant.
When did this happen?
It was before me and you.
So what am I supposed to do now?
After last season's cliffhanger, there's 10 episodes left to wrap up Insecure, the show that's a crash course in adulting. One big storyline, what happens between BFFs Issa and Molly?
Is Yvonne happy with Molly's ending? Was there an innuendo there?
Issa and I have beef.
for the first time in 6 years. But I think she did a great job.
Keke Palmer joins the cast, and she is pumped.
Girl, you're here because of a tweet.
I had no idea it was going to really happen. As a fan, I'm like, yeah, forget this job. So what happened? But what was so funny is that they wouldn't tell me anything.
When you rapped, did you take anything from set?
I took wardrobe.
You did.
I took the back of my chair. I took some of Lawrence's sneakers. I took a lot of stuff.
But did you steal anything from set?
I am so dumb for not. Like, I did not steal that. I was stolen from, technically.
Like so many folks out there, I'm going to be heartbroken when the credits roll on that last episode. All right, joining me now is singer-songwriter Jordan McGraw, and it has been a heck of a year for you. I keep chasing her. You get married, you have a kid, and your career goes through the roof. How has this been?
I'm efficient, I guess.
Is that what you
mean? Yeah, we got another one on the way, too, so we just kept the streak going.
Are you ready for that second kid? Like, was the first one got you prepared?
No, it's just going to be twice the chaos, but I'm excited.
Your parents love their grandchildren.
Yeah.
So how hyped are they for another grandchild?
I think we're going to have to, like, make the gates taller because at this point they're just going to do whatever they can to get in there.
Like Dr. Phil, Jordan's a rock star dad, literally. He's currently on tour with the Jonas Brothers, and the guy surprised Jordan last night on stage in Arkansas to celebrate his 35th birthday. What is life out on the road with the Jonases?
I can honestly say it's nonstop fun. Not a lot of sleeping. Good amount of tequila, a lot of laughing.
And a lot of music. Jordan's new single, McConaughey, is out today. And yes, this guy is the inspiration.
People in the UK have a picture of the Queen in their house.
Right.
People in Texas have a picture of McConaughey in their house.
Has he heard it yet?
Yeah, I haven't met him, so I'm like a little nervous for that. But I woke up to an email one morning that said, McConaughey loves McConaughey. All right.
It'd be really cool if he runs for governor and he uses your song McConaughey on the road. Jordan, thanks for being here. Had so much fun. Can't wait till we see you again. All right, we've got more good times with our guest co-host, Danica McKellar, coming up.
You guys are amazing. I love that you save everything.
The E.T. Vault flashback that caused an epic Hollywood confession. How Danica unknowingly stole another teen icon's boyfriend at this star-studded party.
Oh, it's a scandal. It's a whole, like, drama.
Then TV legend Gerald McCraney opens up on his 32-year marriage to Delta Burke.
We've been together every day since.
Is Delta planning a primetime comeback?
What are the chances we can get your wife back on TV?
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You did tip the brakes pretty hard.
Well, it was my exit, so I slowed down.
Still said you realized that a smidge too late.
If you weren't tailgating.
I wasn't tailgating.
Ooh, I think that's my guest co-host, Danica McKellar, getting her flirt on in her new Hallmark movie, You, Me, and the Christmas Trees. It airs tonight. Why is this the perfect way to kick off the holiday season?
Oh, my gosh. My movie is so much fun. I play a Christmas tree whisperer. I'm a tree scientist who helps to, like, solve problems with trees. Benjamin Ayers plays a tree farmer whose trees, their needles are dropping. He can't figure out why. And Jason Hervey plays the owner of a rival tree lot.
You don't need a tree lady to tell you what we already know.
We had not worked together since the Wonder Years. We both kept laughing because, like, what are we doing? Are we really
shooting
together?
We wanted to punch
together?
Wayne back in those
days. I know.
Everybody wanted to punch Wayne.
He plays kind of a bad guy.
You want to punch him again?
Well, yes, you kind of do.
Do you remember your first interview ever on E.T.?
No.
You don't?
No. Okay. Do you have it? Mm. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
We do.
Seriously?
Yes, yes. It was back in 1989. It was at the New Kids on the Block party. You were there with your little sister.
I remember.
She was on The Wonder Years with you at the time. So we asked you guys what it was like to work together.
We get to eat lunch together and stuff when we're not filming, you know.
Yeah, and we can offer each other support, you know, between takes and stuff.
I remember that party.
Yeah.
Because that's the party where Jeremy Miller and I got together. And yeah, oh, it was scandalous. I did not know at the time that he was with Candace.
Yeah.
And he broke up with her. It's a whole, like, drama.
That is so fantastic. I could not have asked for a better story from that.
Amazing.
It's so good. Dude, we love flashing back with you, but we are also throwing it back with this TV legend.
I don't think I've had this much fun working on a series since Simon and Simon.
Gerald McRaney's Hollywood career spanning 5 decades, his big NCIS promotion, and a This Is Us return.
There's not anybody in that cast who's not outstanding.
Then a TV icon loses his cancer battle.
We've got a lot of years in the business.
E.T.'s time with Peter Scolari and the Bosom Buddies lost interview you haven't seen.
It's been said of you that you actually have great comedy timing. Is this true?
Yes.
How we proceed with this investigation is up to my discretion.
Oh, that's good to know, Ed.
That's NCIS LA's new boss, Gerald McRaney, who told us he loves calling the shots with LL Cool J and Chris O'Donnell.
I don't think I've had this much fun working on a series since Simon and Simon. It's just, it's a fantastic experience for me.
I mean, that's high praise saying the most fun you've had since Simon and Simon, because that's a fun show.
This was morning, a great show. That was 8 years of stealing money, and I'm looking forward to doing it again.
I know you joined the show back in, like, 2014,
2015, like that, yeah.
And now here you are as a regular on the show. How did it come about?
I think the producers decided they needed a designated old fart.
Oh.
And so here I am.
The 74-year-old has been married to Delta Burke for 32 years. Sparks flew when they met at a Hollywood event, and then he ended up getting a guest starring role on her hit show as her ex.
Out of the blue, I got a call. Would I like to do an episode of a sitcom? I said, out of curiosity, what is it? And he said, Designing Women. I'll do it. And I got onto the set, and basically we've been together every day since.
Do you still miss me?
Sometimes, when I'm drunk.
How was it working together in that circumstance?
Fantastic. Yeah. From the very beginning.
What are the chances we can get your wife back on TV?
Slim to none, and slim left town.
Well, we're not giving up hope just yet on another Gerald and Delta collab. You can see him in a new episode of NCIS LA Sunday on CBS. And we're also crossing our fingers that he might guest star again on This Is Us. He won his first and only Emmy for playing Mandy Moore's obstetrician, Dr. K.
Honey, listen to me. I am the best of the best. That's got to be, overall, I think, the most talented cast. I mean, there's not.
Yeah.
Anybody in that cast who's not outstanding.
They're coming into their final season.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances we can see you pop up there?
I would love to do it.
I mean, he's got to come back. It's the final season, right? Come on, Gerald, come on back. All right, now let's move on to some very sad news out of the TV world.
The passing of Emmy-winning actor Peter Scolari after a 2-year battle with cancer. He was 66.
E.T. was fortunate to have many moments with Peter as we remember the star who was everyone's bosom buddy.
Right, just act natural.
What is that supposed to mean?
Peter and Tom Hanks were young, unknown actors when they starred as pals who dressed in drag in order to score cheap rent in an all-female hotel.
We came on the air in 1980. We certainly did not feel a part of the, you know, the greater picture of Hollywood. We were just a couple of guys screwing around.
The two became lifelong friends, but back in 1982, they just couldn't be serious when interviewing each other for our E.T. cameras.
It's been said of you that you actually have great comedy timing. Is this true?
Yes.
Are you actually tall?
No, but standing next to you, it appears to be the case. Uh-huh.
Peter's career spanned more than 40 years. He also co-starred on Newhart.
Yeah, now we're rich, rich, rich.
Today, Bob Newhart tells E.T., quote, I knew that Peter was sick. His passing at 66 is much too early.
One of Peter's final roles was earlier this year playing a priest on the Paramount Plus series Evil.
You're being sued.
At the age of 61, Peter won his first Emmy for playing Lena Dunham's dad on Girls. He was honored but admitted to us the award came as a total shock.
I'd come to peace with what I knew to be true, that I would not win. So right now I'm kind of off my game a little. I mean, I feel very lucky.
Boy, am I glad he got that honor finally.
Yeah,
you will
too.
Be missed, Peter, for sure. All right, coming up, who's ready for a rainbow connection?
E.T. is catching up with Kermit the Frog next.
Why are there so many?
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
It's optimistic, hopeful. Who doesn't love a good dog?
Only E.T. can take you behind the scenes of Tom Hanks' new apocalyptic movie, Finch. Join us on Monday for that. We're also kicking off Halloween week at Universal Studios Hollywood.
But before Halloween week is my Christmas movie this Friday, tonight.
That's a great point. We're going to celebrate Christmas. Tanika, thank you so much for being here, though.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure.
By the way, tune in tonight for You, Me, and the Christmas Trees on the Hallmark Channel. It's Christmas, y'all. But before we go, you know, it's not easy being green. Yeah. And no one knows that more than the star who is hanging with our Nichelle Turner right now.
Yo, guys, we're ending the week with the biggest star on the planet. Yeah. I am with the icon, Kermit the Frog. Hi, Kermit.
Hi there, Nichelle.
We are so excited about this new YouTube special that you've got, Dear Earth. Can you tell us what viewers can expect with this?
It's about what all of us can do to help the planet, help heal Earth. We can all make a difference.
You are going to be in very good company. Does someone in that list have you starstruck at all?
I'm really excited to meet Billie Eilish. She sometimes even has green hair, and I would love to know how she grows it. I can't seem to get anything but fuzz up here.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.